Malaria, a disease that hasn't been in the headlines, but one that remains a major concern in many third world countries. Researchers at Michigan State University will be learning a lot more about the pathogen with an over $9 million federal grant. MSU leading a team of universities in the African country of Malawi to learn more about how it's spread and to find some potential solutions. We spoke to MSU's lead researcher of the anti-malaria campaign about the newly received grant and about the disease itself.
I'm Carrie Taylor, and I'm a professor in the College of Osteopathic Medicine at Michigan State. The innovative part of this opportunity for us at Michigan State is the capacity to move from the hospital out into the community and to sustain year-round activities for 7 years. This is a very long grant, and we will be able to work with all the key elements of the malaria disease, the patients, the parasites, and the mosquitoes, all at once.
Why is MSU the forefront of this particular research, this anti-malaria research?
Michigan State has been well positioned for malaria work ever since the mid-80s. And a large part of it is due to the foresight of the founding dean of the College of Osteopathic Medicine, Mike Magan, who allowed faculty members to live and work in Malawi for 6 months a year, basically the duration of the malaria season. And this level of commitment on the part of U.S. academicians is really unusual in sub-Saharan Africa, and I think convinced the Malawians that we were serious about working with them.
Now, when it comes to malaria, is there not a vaccine to prevent it?
There is a lot of work going on in terms of a vaccine, and there are some vaccine candidates being tested now in large-scale clinical trials, but there's not an effective vaccine at the moment. One of the benefits of the infrastructure that we will be able to establish over the 7 years of this grant is that we would be able to test the impact of a vaccine should an effective one be identified.
Now, when Westerners travel to Africa, do they not get shots, though, for malaria?
Most travelers take anti-malarial drug prophylaxis, so they can take medications that will maintain a therapeutic level of different anti-malarial drugs in their blood so that in the event of being bitten by an infected mosquito, they would not develop a malaria disease.
So really, part of the issue is that that drug obviously was not either is too expensive or not available in these countries.
Yeah, the drugs are expensive, and if you put everyone in the country on that drug or on any drug, eventually the parasite would become resistant to it. So it's not really a feasible approach for an entire population of people.
Most Americans don't have malaria, haven't gotten it. Why is malaria important enough to be studied with $9 million worth of federal money?
Well, we used to have malaria in this country, and in fact, we used to have it at Michigan State. Michigan State's been closed a couple of different times for malaria epidemics, because when malaria did exist in this country, we were vulnerable here being in a sort of low, swampy part of the country. But we had the wherewithal within the U.S. to mount an full-fledged assault on malaria and eradicate the reservoir of parasites in the population in the U.S. But we could have a malaria epidemic again in this country. All we need is a reservoir of infected individuals. But in terms of spending U.S. dollars, federal dollars, on malaria research, there are a couple of different reasons why that's important. One is that there are Americans who are vulnerable, and it's not just travelers. It's Americans who are working abroad and American armed forces who are working in malaria endemic areas. The second reason is that malaria is such a huge problem in developing countries that it affects our foreign policy interests. So it is in our security and our national interest to boost the health parameters in developing countries, and malaria is one of the most significant diseases plaguing developing countries.
Now, can you give me a sense of how dangerous it is?
In terms of its danger, at least 1 million children a year die of malaria, which is one child every 30 seconds. And in terms of its economic impact, Nearly everyone living in malaria endemic areas has an episode of a malaria illness every year. So although adults are generally outside the range of people who would die of malaria, they're hobbled in terms of going to work, and they're certainly hobbled in terms of looking after children who are sick with malaria. So it is a huge economic impedance in malaria endemic areas. If you've lived in a malaria endemic area and you've survived childhood, chances are that each time you're infected with the parasite, you'll have a flu-like illness that would knock you down for 3 or 4 days. Most Malawians describe it as total body pain. They just feel miserable for several days, and you take a readily available antimalarial drug, you take something for fevers and aches and pains, and you're generally back on your feet within a week.
In terms of the solutions, though, so since we have found solutions here in the U.S., how are those not being applied in these African countries?
You know, the great advantage we have here is that our borders are few. We have a border with Mexico and a border with Canada. And malaria hasn't been a problem in Canada. In fact, most of the imported malaria in this country that's brought in directly by infected individuals comes from Mexico. But if you can think about the African continent, it's the transmission of malaria is a continent-wide problem. So even if Malawi, for instance, controlled its malaria, Malawi is a landlocked country surrounded by Mozambique, Tanzania, and Zambia. So if the malaria control in those three countries isn't as good as Malawi's, the parasites will just migrate across in mosquitoes that don't respect the borders. So for it to work across Africa, there has to be a concerted effort on the part of many different countries, and coordinating that activity is tricky.
What's the reality that something like malaria could end up here again at some point, and how would something like that even potentially occur?
Well, we're blessed in this country with a really good public health infrastructure. So malaria is a reportable disease in this country, and when the CDC hears of someone who's infected with malaria who never left this country, they jump all over it and stomp it out, basically. Because what we don't want is a group of folks in this country who are infected with malaria, because they would serve as the source of an epidemic. The most common mechanisms for malaria outbreaks in this country are individuals infected with malaria who enter the United States, whether they're coming in to work on crops or they're coming back from a vacation in a malaria endemic area. That person infects local mosquitoes with malaria, and then those local mosquitoes subsequently infect someone who never left the States with malaria. We have about 1,500 cases of malaria reported to the CDC every year, and the vast majority of those are travelers who are returning to the country. But I would say every couple years, there's a case or two of locally transmitted malaria. We had one here in Michigan a couple years ago of someone who lived near the Michigan International Speedway. And we never found evidence of locally infected mosquitoes. And the thought was that there had been a driver at the speedway who came in with malaria and infected local mosquitoes.
And finally, we asked MSU's Dr. Terry Taylor, will malaria ever be completely eradicated?
I'm not sure it can be eradicated, but I'm fairly confident that we can manage it so that the mortality rates associated with it are brought under control. But, time will tell. It is a very wily opponent. It is an incredibly devious pathogen. We're up against a real tough one when we get to malaria. So there may have to be a truce that is brokered along the lines of decreased mortality at the expense of wiping it off the planet.
Although MSU is leading the project, the University of Malawi College of Medicine, the Harvard School of Public Health, and the University of Michigan also taking part in the anti-malaria campaign. And I'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.